Consider yourself a follower of Christ?
We are absolutely what in the first century you saw. Jesus said in Matthew 16, he said, I came to establish my body.
Right.
And so we follow along Christ. Mm-hmm. We don't follow the traditions of men.
Right.
The Bible says if you follow the traditions of men, your worship of God is in vain.
Right.
Mark 7. So we follow Christ and we keep his word. Jesus said, come by his shed blood. He told them to preach his shed blood and his resurrection. Repent. His first ministry words were repent. If you change your mind, this is my wife, Amen.
Hi there.
Nice you change your mind. Mind, you change your ways. She was just asking me. She said she's a follower, trying to follow Christ more, but she was asking me some questions. So we don't belong to a man-made religion. By the shed blood of Christ, through repentance, you come out of the world and come out of man-made religion. And when you're born again, if you truly are born again, the stir in your heart and your soul is to follow God and to know him and obey him. And guess what you do? You test everything.
That's kind of where I'm at right now.
Ready?
Right?
Easter's coming.
Right.
Have you ever tested it?
Oh, gosh. Well,
it's not a biblical holiday.
I agree.
God never ordained it. Good Friday is actually a lie. Jesus said he'd be in the grave 3 days and three nights.
Right.
Try to get 3 days and three nights from Friday night to Sunday morning.
See, you're raised a certain way your whole life. You know, I was always non-denominational. It's what I grew up as, you know. But, like, we did Christmas, we did Easter, we did...
Just things you're taught, yeah.
Right,
so I was
really
encouraging people to test themselves.
But, you know, I've been feeling that conviction about it. Uh-huh. Yes, I did,
oh,
but... But, you know, I'll always...
Yeah, take another one. Share it with somebody, yeah.
But so, you know, I've been reading more. I've been reading a lot. I've been listening, okay, when I'm in my
car. Are you reading the Word?
The Word, the
good,
Holy Bible.
Good, good,
okay,
good.
Okay, yeah, stay off the internet.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Oh, no, no, no.
Like
well, and that's the thing.
A lot of false teachers out
yes.
there.
Yeah, so you know, I'm a body waxer, and I get a lot of women that come to see me that are going through things in life, you know. And the one thing that I always say back, I'm like, you know, you can listen to anyone that you listen to on social media, but I've learned more about listening to the Word, like listening to the book, right?
It's our only source of truth.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of deception out there. Jesus said in the end time there'd be a lot of deceivers, and we see them on every corner.
And he said we live by every word out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
That's Matthew 4.
So are you wearing 100% cotton? Is that what you're like?
No.
No, okay.
No.
I'm like, am I supposed to be wearing 100% cotton?
No,
we're
not Torah keepers. We're in the New Testament,
the
New Covenant today.
Okay.
And believe it or not, this is what women are
right.
are followers of Christ.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 11,
right.
1 Timothy 2, 1 Peter 3.
Yeah, the Bible does teach women to cover their heads. We teach that in 1 Corinthians 11. The Bible, we teach people all the way back in Genesis 3, God, when Adam and Eve sinned, God shed blood and took animal skins. It was an archetype of Jesus shed blood and put us in tunic-like garments so we cover ourselves up because now we've sinned and we have the proclivity to look around and lust. And God said, cover my creation up.
Right.
So that's why we do that. The churches don't teach this. You know why? The churches have come like this with the world.
You're smiling like you know it's going to empty the building.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's
yeah,
exactly
going to
right.
want to follow
yeah.
the truth.
And,
right.
I've been noticing that. So, like, because when you read the Word, you know, right? I mean, not everybody. But
if the Holy Spirit's
there,
he's convicting you.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what's
yeah.
happening in me right now.
That's awesome.
And everywhere I go, because I also don't want to be judgmental at the same time. But, like, so I know I'm in tight clothing, but I have been feeling the urge to be fully clothed. Where
good.
I just have my back be open and, you know, my you know what I mean? And so. So, you know, I'm getting there.
In that,
yeah.
Sending you right to the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And it is there's many, many important things since we're talking about clothing. It's pretty important because if you're truly a born again child of God, doesn't
you
he own you?
To see you? Right? Yeah, yeah.
Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And if you look in the Old Testament, God was very specific what to do, how to build the temple, right?
Right.
He's very specific.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no, I agree.
Can I ask you a question before I forget? Do you go to a church system today?
I go to Calvary.
Okay, yeah. See, that is a very corrupt, ungodly. Here's the thing. I don't know of one that's fully biblical, otherwise we would go unite to it. They keep the pagan holidays. They're feminized. They're not going to call you out to teach
well,
what we're going to teach
beard trimming you. And the hair cutting and the, you know what
well,
I mean?
No,
I've been listening to that. Okay,
yeah,
so.
That's Torah
law. I've been in Leviticus, right?
Yeah.
And I've been reading Leviticus. I'm like,
No.
Well, that's not for today.
No.
You're best off to stay in the New Testament.
Okay.
Yeah.
And get your faith in.
You understand the difference between the covenants?
The covenants.
So there was an old covenant.
Oh, with, okay, so.
So God called Israel out,
after Christ.
And it was an archetype of how we should live, and Israel was always separate from the pagans around them.
Right.
God told them how to act, how to dress, what to eat, all 613 Levitical laws. Well, Jesus comes, he's the perfect prophet, comes out of that, kept them all perfectly.
Right.
He becomes the perfect Lamb of God for us, sheds his blood. He's the only one that can do it. We can't work our, we don't do this to work our way to heaven.
Right.
We do this to obey him, to honor him, to prove we're of him. And by repentance in this perfect shed blood of Christ, we get a new heart, a new mind. We're born again. It must have happened to you, or is happening.
It's happening.
Okay, so you're being convicted, and if you don't obey what he's convicting you on, he's going to take your light away from you, and you won't have it anymore.
You don't want that.
But like, yeah. I keep feeling, oh my gosh, I feel like what I'm doing isn't good enough. You know what I mean? So that's like,
that would be conviction if you're reading the word.
Why am I crying? I'm not crying.
That's okay.
If you're reading the word,
you want to continue and follow and obey. I'd be happy to encourage you. My sister over there, she's married with Brother Zealous over there, she'd be happy to encourage you as well. Our email's on there. If we can encourage you, don't wait. Today's the day. You don't know if you're going to get tomorrow. And like he said, God's giving you light and conviction, like you're saying. He can take that away if you don't use it. So why is he going to give you more if you're not going to use it?
And it happens in a split second, because I had a rough week last week. You know what I mean? And like, it's so quick. Like where I was like, oh gosh, and then I started feeling like I needed to put myself back in the Word again because I had like taken a couple days not in it. It happens quickly.
But what you need to do is examine your heart, be willing to surrender your whole entire life, your friends, your family, pride, vanity, maybe your job, which you said you're a body waxer.
I'm body waxing.
Yeah, you're not going to be doing that for the Lord, right?
Well, what's the point of that? I did wonder for a while, is this where I'm supposed to be, okay? And the way that I kind of turned it is that I am teaching more women about Christ.
Well,
you know,
you'd have to be willing to lay all of it down.
Yeah.
Everything.
Jesus said in Matthew 10, lose your life. So part of you losing your life. That man lost his career. He was a graphic artist. That other man is, he works construction and all kinds of things. I used to be in sales. My wife was also in sales management. We all had to lose our lives to follow Christ. And I have a question for you. Do you fear God?
I mean, a little bit, yeah.
Okay, you should fear God greatly because it's the beginning of wisdom. Okay, so I have a question. How many sins is going to take you to keep you out of the kingdom of God? Willful sin. How many? How many do you think?
One.
Adam and Eve got thrown out for one. So if you keep any sin, whether it's how you should be dressing, oh, I go to corrupt Calvary and I'm sinning against God. Jesus said worship in spirit and truth. How can you go to Calvary where they teach a bunch of lies and feminism and false ways? So my encouragement to you is, ready? I challenge this with everybody. Leave the church system. Anybody you're connected to, say, I'm not falling away. I'm going to go take a break, and I'm going to get in the Word. Get clear of that Sunday minutia of man-made traditions, emotional music, a bunch of worldly people, okay? A bunch of worldly people that say they love God for an hour and a half, but then they go in the world, and what do they live like? The world.
The same. I mean, you go to church, you're...
Take a break from that and ask God, show me your truth, convict me. You met some people that love to help you. This is God appointed. And get out of that system and rise up as a child of God, a daughter of the Most High King. You stay connected to the world and you stay connected to churchianity, you're not showing the fruit that you're a daughter of the King.
I like
that. What's it going to get you if you've been the whole world and lose your soul?
Yeah. Oh, I
turn it on and on and on. It never ends.
I've been having, you know, just so many questions. Like, my sister became Catholic with her husband. You know, and I'm thinking, like,
Satan has a flavor for everybody.
Right.
If there's something in your flesh that you love, it's going to create something for it. You gotta search your heart and make sure you're willing to lay everything down. Because if you're not, you might as well just go enjoy the world.
Right.
Because you're gonna lose
What's more important than the kingdom of God? Gain the whole world and lose your soul.
Ecclesiastes has become one of my favorite ones. Okay.
That's what it reminds you. Yeah.
It's, I love it.
It's fleeting. It's nothing but a vapor. There's nothing new under the sun, and it's all worthless.
Yes.
I warn you? There's so much deception. There's a thing out there called like The Chosen miniseries.
You know,
total deception.
I stopped watching it.
Good. You're doing right.
I
you're doing right.
It.
get in the Word of God, and our website does help people. If you want a Bible study, we'd love to help you. But we teach the pure truth of God's Word, not corrupted by churchianity and the traditions of men. And it's by that gospel that you come out, and God says, come follow my light. And yes, you will lose much. You will lose your career. You're going to lose all your... I promise you, if you've got 50 friends at that church and you go, well, maybe some of them...
I really have no friends.
That's good. That's good. Most of them will not want the truth that God's calling you to. Yeah. And do you know... Talk to her about few. Talk to her about few.
Oh, do you know how many people Noah and his few people.
Out of maybe millions.
Right.
Keep going.
Sodom and Gomorrah? Right. You know about Sodom and Gomorrah,
yes,
right?
But none of them could have been out of there, right?
Three.
Okay. Out of tens of thousands, three.
Yeah, and he can tell everyone about the fighting men.
So Israel goes into the desert after they were rescued from Egypt, and they're stiff-necked, they're rebellious, you don't want to be that way. You don't want to be that way. And God keeps them in the desert. God kills off the whole entire generation of men that were stiff-necked. Out of 600,000 men, the Bible tells us. Do you know how many were obedient enough to enter into the kingdom, the Holy Land?
This is a serious thing, isn't it? I mean, churchianity has people thinking, oh, a few is, you know, a lot.
Very, very few.
Like, even it means puny.
Right?
A small amount. So out of all these thousands and thousands of people.
Who probably go to church.
Yeah.
Who go to church. Like
maybe one.
You know, and like I get, like I said, I get hard on myself because I'm like, God, I do love him, right? Like, I do love him.
To love God is obey him.
Yes. Yeah, see, that's just it.
John 15, I have read that.
I wanted her to meet sister.
Hi.
I want you to meet our other sister. This is Sister Cara. This is Brother Zelos.
I'm Hannah.
I'm named after the Bible.
She's seeking the truth of God. She's feeling heavy conviction.
Yeah. I've been a Christian my whole life. I was raised non-denominational. But the past year specifically, 2 Timothy chapter 3 is really what got me. I think this year was what like kind of really opened my eyes and made me like, wait a minute. That really made me start questioning. I was curious. I've had some questions that not a lot of people are really able to give me. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, we know exactly.
Because like, when it comes out of the Word... The word is the word. That's the truth. Right?
Amen.
So and then
Amen.
When you're, so then like I'm listening, like, well, but wait a minute.
So yeah, you want to base everything off of the truth. Right. Like you said, not the TV, not the internet, not the radio. You want everything that we tell you and anybody else tells you. You want to get inside the word and test it, like we're talking about. Test all things, like you said. People are raised to just go along and get along, and they're raised in the systems and stuff. We're calling people to test themselves. Must be a reprobate.
Yeah. People think the church systems are going to save them, like the herd mentality. And that's not true because Jesus said in Mark 7, howbeit in vain you worship me, keeping traditions of men. So he wants you to be in spirit and truth, and the word of God and the spirit of God will rise you above all that. And it will cost you much. See, salvation is a gift from God. Right? We can't earn it. We can't work our way for it.
That's how it feels.
But guess what? There's a cost to it. You're married. There was a cost to getting married. You had to give up your old life.
Right.
Right. And your husband, he had to give up his old life. And so there is a cost to it. And the cost is to surrender your life. And Jesus said that if you will lose your life to find him, that you'll have so much more reward many, many times over. And it is a great cost. And we would encourage you. Most everybody's going to fight against you. Most everybody's going to tell you you're not going to have friends. You're not going to have family. You're not going to have many people with you. And that's exactly the people that are going to enter the kingdom of God. The people like Noah that fight against the ways of the world.
And the 8 and the 3.
Right.
Yeah. So where's your husband in all this?
She meant spiritually.
So, yeah, a believer?
He is a believer, yes. His walk is a little bit slower paced than mine, you know.
Does he go to Calvary?
He does, but I think he does it, you know. I have to kind of scrape him out of bed.
Talking Calvary Chapel?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, total corrupt system. Yeah, Chuck Smith and all, yeah. Total unbiblical. Total.
And, you know, it's interesting you say that because, you know, I was thinking about the Jesus Revolution and everything.
I got a testing on that. Look up on my website. In fact, if you Google, ready? If you Google Jesus Revolution movie exposed, we come up number one on Google. And our testing's on there. You know who is the guy in there? Jonathan Rome from The Chosen. He's a Roman Catholic.
Yeah,
he lays on graves and sucks power. This is wickedness.
When I found out he was Catholic, I was like, wait a minute.
He's also on that Hollow app, which is Roman Catholic. It's deceiving people. Massive deception going on. You must come out and be in spirit and truth.
Well, yeah, can I give you some encouragement? Yes. Don't leave your husband. Just focus on your own walk. Get in the scriptures.
Yeah.
Follow and obey and let the Lord work with him. The brothers are here to help encourage him. Here, let me give you a gospel card for him, too.
Okay. Thank you, guys. I mean,
they're probably all the same. If you got one.
Yeah, no, we'd love to encourage you.
But yeah, our email is on there. Don't wait for anybody.
I've been feeling it, man. I've been feeling it. So that's why I was like, you know, I really, when I walked in, I was like, oh, you know, hey, I love Jesus. And then she's like, but are you following Jesus?
Right.
Like, you know,
you gotta follow and obey. You love your husband. Are you faithful to him?
Yes.
What if
yes.
you weren't? Could right. you say you really love him?
Right.
Well,
I agree.
Yeah. So let us know how we can help you.
Thank you.
And can I give you one last warning? We've been doing this for years. Hundreds of people I can think of in my memory bank that were right where you were. And they say, I'm seeking, I'm thinking, God's convicting me, I want light. And you know what happens to most all of them? We talked about few. Most all of them go, it's going to be hard. It's going to be narrow. I like the church services. They keep going. You know what God does? He takes that conviction, that light away. And whenever we meet those people years later, you know where they are? They're worse off than they ever were. God's given you a gift. Run with it. Obey it. Follow it. We'd love to help you. Our website every day, we add to it. We had teachings, we had encouragement, all for free. We don't want nobody's money.
Right,
we don't have a building.
Shoot, that's not the King Theodore. That's different too. Okay, thank you guys. Yeah. I appreciate you taking the time. Okay, right. It's really, I mean, it's the work. And I have made a lot of changes, believe it or not.
Yeah,
okay,
it is a path.
Making changes. Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
If I can offer some encouragement. We grew up in a religious college. For 25 years of my life, if you would have asked me if I was a Christian, I would have said yes. But until you actually yield, submit, and obey God's word in all truth, you're deceiving yourself.
I don't even really like to use the word Christian anymore.
Yeah, it's
corrupted. I don't like it because it doesn't feel
right. We call ourselves Christ followers.
Right.
Because when you follow Christ, you obey him. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Yeah. See, that's the American culture. They've taken Jesus. Yeah, I believe in him. And they don't have to obey him. Like I said, it's like getting married and not being faithful to your partner.
Right.
Who's going to think you're a good husband or a wife? How can you be a good, godly Christian when you don't even obey Jesus? So it's good that you see that. Separate yourself from all the platitudes today, because Satan has developed all these denominations.
I've had people ask me, like, don't, you know, aren't you worried about losing clients talking about Jesus? I'm like, man, I'm trying to attract people with Jesus. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Well,
so,
yeah, I would
well, I mean,
you, yep, get your life in
the
line.
The few, no, well, right?
You,
okay.
Yep, yep,
yeah.
No I hear few, you.
So
I hear you.
Take that as an urgent
yes.
message.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be one of the few.
Yeah, to be ready to make disciples and to make holy, godly, biblical disciples, what do you have to be yourself? A godly, holy, biblical disciple. So work on yourself, and we're here to help you with that. Get yourself cleansed and purified and obedient, and then people will go, what happened to you? And they'll see you, and they'll see your fruit. And then you go, let me tell you my testimony, like brother was saying. Come out of a cult. Oh, I used to go to Calvary. I used to think I could love Jesus and be in the world until I read in the Bible, in 2 Thessalonians, it says he's coming back in flaming fire. This is the Jesus that nobody knows about today. Oh, the baby in a manger, he's all love. Ha-ha. 2 Thessalonians says he's coming back in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. That's who's coming back. He's got a sword coming from his mouth, which is the word of God. We're studying through the book of Revelation right now, verse by verse. You can,
I need to do that. I've read it, but I need someone
yeah,
to watch.
Yeah, we're doing it. You can follow along on our website. And he's coming. And judgment is coming. And he's going to separate the sheep from the goats. You want to be a sheep.
I do want to be a sheep.
You want to be a sheep.
The right kind of sheep, though. Not the other sheep.
Not the sheep and goats.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
It was nice meeting you.
I'm going to start you. Hey, yes. Thank you so much.
Reach out.
Okay.
Reach out. Seek the kingdom. It's the only way. Repent and obey him.
You worship him 15 minutes a day in a Bible study, and you're devotional.